The latest voices in the debate are Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney and his predecessor, Gary Hamlin, who now works for the State Justice Department. Hamlin is defending some emails he sent last month to county sheriffs asking for examples of high-profile offenders who committed new crimes after their release. Hamlin says the emails were an effort to find evidence of the public safety threat the attorney general worries that earned release might cause.
One of the things I was concerned about is whether or not there are any horror stories out there that would put a different spin on the whole issue of early release.
Hamlin says he did get some examples from sheriffs, but Sheriff Dave Mahoney says none of them came from Dane County. Mahoney says as long as it targets nonviolent offenders who are actively engaged in treatment and job training programs, then the earned release program is a step in the right direction.
If they're showing signs of improvement, they've earned an early release by engaging in behaviors that will, we certainly hope, ensure their success when they return to the community.
But Gary Hamlin at the Justice Department says he's worried there's not enough state or federal money to support offenders when they leave prison. Community groups already working with ex-offenders say there is money in the pipeline from the Federal Second Chance Act that's designed specifically for such programs. They argue any money spent in the community on rehabilitation is more effective than keeping offenders locked up. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.